all the special moments of the year, the Seder here is probably the most coveted. I think it's shared by everyone. And I want to just a ha'ara of the Chvivas. It says that the Kohen Gadol betzeisim from Kodesh Kadoshim in the Bayis Achitzin would be mispalot tefillah ktzara. The Ishbitzer says it's ishtalzachim the tefillah ktzara shabai. So he says that in the Pnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was no makom for tefillah. Kodesh HaKadoshim was Isaac in a world that is menutik from any physical contact, and b'meila it's kulei kodesh. There's no makom. To quote his lashonis and the tzuras, his signin, that the behiris of Hashem Echad was so big over there that there was no makom for any bakasha. It was kulei Hashem, and there was no bakashas there. When he went out to the olam outside, it's kulei, a person is shakua in his physical world and does his physical things and takes care of his needs, and b'meila, that tefillah is a tefillah ruka, and it also lacks In the Lifnei Hashem of tefillah, it's also lacking, because a person is mostly Rosh HaVeruva Shakur in his inyanim. He says the bias chitzin of the Kohen Gadol when he went out was the ideal makom for the Shayosh of tefillah. It still had some of the ha'ara and the hirus of the pnim, but with a cook already to the chutz and the needs of Klal Yisrael. So that junction was the junction for that tefillah. And that's why he explains it was a tefillah ktsara, because you were dealing with the shrashim rather than the pratim. In this world, in the world that we live in, our world has 1,001 pratim to take care of, and each one needs a tefillah. We have shmoneh esrei brachos for each one. In going out, in that makom where tefillah starts, and there's a little bit of a dimming of the behirus, and still enough of it so that the tefillah has the fullest impact of tefillah, that was a makom tefillah. That's the way he describes it. And in my mind, this is the bayis achitzin of Yom Kippur. Bez Hashem will be going to Yom Tov of Sukkis, which is kulei simcha, but it's not so easy already to be mischaba to the sheirish of what the simcha is about, because we're meruchik. On Yom Kippur itself, we're asuk. There's no suda, there's no achila. People are asuk with the inyanim of ruchnius of each one doing what he needs to do for himself. But a moment of keiras ruach, where we're still mevusim with the reach of the keiras of Yom Kippur, and we have a half a foot out, is an ideal moment to sit. Shevet Chachamim, to sit together, Bali Aliyah, people who've gone through a tremendously uplifting Yom Kippur, and can now give it over in the like always called the Tama Tachtin of an Oinig, of sitting together and Fabrenging together in a Ruchnistika Oifin. I always say, Lahavdolf Abdullah's Goyim have a Musig of Tshuva and Tfilah. Kefid, Erkam Adalva, but it's there. It's something that's an entire Bria. And in a moment of Tsar and Tsara, every Nivra has something like that he can have there. But Simcha Shel Mitzvah is unique to Klal Yisrael. And moments like this is what makes us unique, and it's something that gives us his Aleph that carries for a long time to come. So we miyachet this evening for it. And we have the Gunim Dailam sings and so on. I asked the Tosefis this year, there were two Nigunim I wanted to try to teach Dalem. I recognize what I can't do, and so you take good staff for it. The two Nigunim, I asked of Burnham, he was kind enough to spend the last 3-4 days learning through the two Nigunim that I wanted. One of them is an easier one, one is easy to explain, the other one's a little bit tougher, and I'll try to explain both. The first one is Ethan Katz's Shuva. Eitan Katz was a Talmud yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem was yearning a lot from the yeshiva, and I would like to think a lot of what is special about his negina and his neshama in it comes from yeshiva. That's one nigin. That thing speaks for itself. It doesn't. The second nigin is it's a fascinating nigin. I hope it'll be appreciated. It is an old yeshivish nigin. I mean, old yeshiva. I mean, pre-war, and it's built on psukim in Tehillim. I'll tell you why I felt it's a very appropriate nigin for tonight. It's a more difficult nigin, obviously. It comes from Kapitel Kuf Lamites. Kapitel Kuf Lamites, Devin Ezra, who rarely gets emotional. Devin Ezra is one of the least emotional pirushim you'll find, says that in all Sefer Tehillim, there is no parish like Kuf Lamites, and it's Oimek, and is Meshabeach. It's an extraordinary parish. There's two psukim that it deals with, and two Yiddish lines. Bernheim was nice enough to print it up also. The psukim are, the whole perek deals with David HaMelech saying, no matter where he goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find him. And he says, Ona elech miruchacha, ve'ona mipanecha evroch. Where could I possibly run away from you? So he says, im esak shemayim, as high as I go, Shamata, you're still there. Vatsiya sha'oil, and no matter how low I go, hineka you are. It starts with a pasuk before the nigin. Pliya das mimeni. In other words, I've been confounded. I haven't been able to solve it. Nisgava la'uchala. It is so high that I can't reach it. Because wherever I go, you're there. If I go up, you're there. If you go down. There's Yiddish, two Yiddish refrains. It says in the Yiddish refrains, one is Malachim ask, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is Les Machshava Tfisa Beklau, that our Machshava cannot be Tefis at all in it. And the second Yiddish line is Sarafin Oifanim ask, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be found? And we answer Les Asar Ponimine. Those are the Yiddish stuff. So maybe Rav Zul, you want to start with Shuvah or whatever. However, whatever you take it. Now it's your score. He also is going to have the recordings playing so that we can get the full sense of it.
For people who haven't heard the Shuvah before, especially people who play music, it might be easier to have some sound. So
make sure I get back.
Shu Eilah, can sing. It's a daytime cast and an accompaniment. What's the name? Went with David Goodman's wife went on with Cooper. And Ethan sang it. It was stunning. Stunning. It really was. It was the one night thing. Yeah.
Don't say that. He came to America.
Yeah.
He sang it in every Shabbos to those by your elders.
Really?
Stuck in Tevin, stuck in Big Jim.
And cleared out to discover?
They kept having him say it.
Yeah.
There's a family to live for the other that can happen in the back.
Well, who's he there?